not. Where
are you? Gathering in a clan, this is.
Mustn't be impatient.
You shouldn't be here.
Oh, I'm
alright.
I'm
ready
to
hear
you.
Not ready to hear you.
How tits you should be rehearsing.
Well, you're right. How do you know?
Hard.
Come in.
You've been acting your head off.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I see. What I would like to say is I'd like to thank you for any help I got this morning.
Oh, that's all right, love. Want me to help you particularly? You need someone better than me. But you sort of swept the board, didn't you?
Oh.
You slayed him. Talk about Sarah Bernhard. Ah, she gets a lot of help.
Yeah,
I know. Mind you, she's got a lot of talent, too. Mm.
I know, I wasn't a bit nervous.
Haven't you got there?
No.
Well, what did you do this morning?
I read in front of school.
Whole school?
For the cows, sorry. How many girls? Oh, about 500-600.
Quite an alarming thing to do, really. Could be.
Take that for father, didn't you, mate?
Don't answer that one, mate. He's not
saying.
No, he's gone.
Yeah, well, Monty, we'll see if you can stay the girls next time there's some reading to be done, and you can read in front of the 600 and we'll see exactly how many bouquets you get.
But I think you're much more happy now.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes.
And I think you're more or less out of the wood. In fact, you're beginning to gather up the sticks.
Yes.
And as for you, my dear, I think you're getting on very nicely,
yes,
too.
Yes, wonderful.
And
yes.
This has been a very eventful year.
Yes,
in fact, you can look back on the last 2 years in particular, and both are very eventful.
Yes.
But we can anticipate 1950, 60 rather, being something out of the ordinary.
Good.
Inasmuch as I think we shall have a much happier and a much more peaceful time.
Uh-huh.
And I think a time of construction and advancement in our work.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I don't envisage any more tragedies.
No. Nothing really.
Or catastrophes.
Yeah.
I hope you don't either.
No.
I think you've had your shares.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, yes, I want to get on now, yeah.
Oh, you will. The circle's been a little held up in consequence of all this, but
yes,
now it's settling down and we're making pretty good progress, you know.
Are you?
Oh, yes. You probably don't think so.
Well, of course, you know what I...
You don't see what goes on.
I know, but we don't know, dear.
Naturally, you judge by the results. And if there aren't any, you'll think, oh, dear, nothing much tonight, you know. What's happening? Are we not making any progress? Is it us, or what is it?
Yes.
You know? But actually, more's going on behind the scenes than you're aware of. You know, you can't have a good production unless there's plenty of rehearsal.
No.
You have to work in the background. And when the curtain does go up, I think you'll be surprised at the scenery.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Anyway, we're quite happy about it. You mustn't be upset. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing you a very, very happy Christmas and a very peaceful and prosperous and spiritually aware New Year.
Thank you very much. And the same to
you. We wish you a very many.
Well, it's very sweet of you, but we don't exactly celebrate Christmas.
No.
You don't?
Not in the same sense that you do.
No.
It's not a case of, well, making merry.
No? Oh, no, but you don't celebrate Christmas.
Yes, in a way.
A different
way. Still, we'd like to see you happy.
Yes.
And if you do have a drink on me. Sorry, I can't foot the bill.
Well,
I can always probably arranged for an extra quid to drop in unexpectedly.
Yes.
Some unexpected source, you know.
Yes, you never know.
Yes, but this won't be materialization. It'll be a little gift from a source which probably you least expect, which we will probably find very useful. Good. Anyway, have a drink of me.
All right, then. I will.
And there are other souls here tonight who have talked to you on a different vein.
Yes.
Well, just a moment.
All right, dear.
Thank you.
God bless you.
So much to come and talk with
you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Christmas.
Yes.
It is perfectly true, you know, what our friend said to you. Although nothing very much seems to be happening, a great deal is happening behind the scenes. And I think you will have some surprises, you know.
Yes.
I think you're going to be very pleased with what we are achieving. And I think the New Year will give to you great happiness, huh? I think the worst is behind you, huh? And you say about time too, huh?
Yes, I do. Good night.
Good night.
I wish you happy.
Oh, we are very happy. But, we could always be more happy, but we are quite pleased, huh?
Yes.
What you are always in harmony, that is the most important thing.
What more could we do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
There's nothing else you want, is there?
I want to cultivate patience a bit more.
Oh, all right.
you're quite subdued tonight,
Teresa. Ah, we are subdued.
Well, I
just want more. Says that I am subdued, huh?
No, I didn't mean you were subdued. You appear subdued.
No, it is perhaps today. I don't know. Perhaps I feel quiet.
Yes.
I don't feel drunk, you know. I don't match your mood, is that it?
You're a little temperamental, I think.
Oh, you are telling me you are calling the pot kettle black?
Oh, Teresa.
Oh, it is coming from you that you say I am temperamental.
Teresa, he's beginning to crow now as you said he would.
Oh, he crow. Huh? I've seen many, how you say, cocks in farmyard crow. And I've seen many a little hen peck it.
Oh, none of that.
No. I am only teasing you.
Yes.
But I'd like to wish you a very happy Christmas and to tell you that we are very pleased with everything and I feel sure you're going to be happy about the progress of the circle.
Thank you very much.
And you, my child, you're going to be a great asset to the circle, you know?
Oh, I hope so. Oui. Very nice. Lovely.
That's another surprise for you, Margaret, isn't it? Right.
Have you planned to ask her to join the circle then?
Not yet.
No.
Oh, she will.
Oh.
She'll be the one,
another one is very interested, but he's waiting. He was told to wait about 18 months.
Longer than that,
then. Yeah.
I'd like to help another
one. All in good time, now.
Yes, that's all in good
time. School age you're leaving time is 15, ain't it?
Oh!
No.
17? 18?
I was probably about 19 before I leave school.
Aren't you lucky?
Yes.
Is she?
She's afraid she's going to miss the holidays, Mick.
Yes, I know. It's going to be terrible.
How do you mean, miss the holidays?
Well, I mean, it's rather boring going to work for about 358 days, isn't it? You just get a fortnight's holiday once a year.
How are you going to work for 385 days to work? Only 365,
well, it has seemed that long before you get the holiday.
You can still remember that, Mick, eh, after all these years?
Oh, yes, 365 days in a year, 7 days in a week.
365 and a quarter.
Oh.
366 in a leap year.
Oh, I don't know about leap years.
That's when all the girls propose. I don't know what they propose, but that's what they do.
Yeah, I bet your sweet life is out to catch somebody. It's always the men that women that chase the men, not the men that chase the women.
Hmm.
Well, did you notice that? Did you see how quickly Monty said,
Of course, I like the men to think they're the ones that are doing the chasing. They put down the bait, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I put the bit of cheese down and the man has a nibble and he's inside and he's at it. Well, that's true, ain't it?
True, you're right.
I set the trap.
Yeah.
They're all lovely, though, Mick, aren't they?
What, women?
Yeah.
Well, I think women are marvellous.
I do. I think they're all lovely, every one of them.
I think men's a marvel.
Bless you.
So, of all the three, one women and song, I don't know which one to give up. Song, perhaps.
I should give up song for the sound of it.
Well,
To converse together again.
Have you so?
And although you may think that this circle is not making very much progress, yet we are very happy with it. I think we are doing very well. I don't think there's any cause to complain. I think before you know, if things go as we anticipate, there'll be something that will cause you tremendous pleasure soon after Christmas. Already we have been very near it, you know.
Have you?
Several times. Have you not heard the little whispers?
No. Well, I've never been sure. Just occasionally.
Well, if you are very quiet, I think you will listen and you will hear. But if you will talk too much, that is not so good.
I was afraid.
Do we talk too much?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not always.
And it happens very quickly, and I still think, was it or wasn't it?
Well, if you hear sometimes a similar sound, it is...
Oh, we're hearing that.
That is because we are trying to speak, and gradually it will increase, and you will hear more distinctly what we are saying.
Oh,
and to hear this, you have to be quiet. If you talk too much, then you don't hear nothing, you see, and our effort is in vain. A little soft music is helpful in the beginning. But after that, to be quiet is best.
Yeah.
And if you've got anything to say, wait until you are finished. Don't say things too much, because that is bad, you know. Because it will be very soft at first.
I see. Oh, boy, I love it.
I'm very interested in the book.
Are you? Well, what... Oh, so am I.
We all are, as far as that goes.
What can I do, and how can I begin, and when are we going to start?
Not very long to wait, I don't think.
You don't?
Already we are doing something, but yes. Not enough, I know, from your point of view. We are working hard, all you have to do is to see
the way.
Yes.
We have to do the work.
I know.
And we are drawing a lot of power from you, and Monty is a great help to us. But you know, you must not get impatient. If Monty goes to sleep, let him go to sleep.
It was lovely last Monday night.
Very
nice. Do I always interpret these things correctly?
Well, most times.
Most times.
But it is best to wait.
You're correct. I mean to say, I put this down, then you'll correct it later.
If necessary, but not so much mistake. But sometimes your own thoughts get into
my mind. Well, that's what I mean.
And your interpretation is not always correct.
No.
But we are more concerned with direct communication.
Yes.
Than by impression, or symbol, or clairvoyance.
Yes.
These things are interesting and helpful, but they are not enough for me.
No.
We've got to speak properly to you. And then you say, this is it.
Telling me I shall. Oh, that'll be the night, won't it? Well, there must be something in our found. Four-leaf clovers and horseshoes, George.
Oh, for sure, I'm terribly superstitious.
I know. Oh, those things I am.
Well, there's something in this. Because sometimes we put things in your way.
Yes.
Deliberately. For you to find. Or we guide your footsteps in this direction. Or your eye in that, you know.
Yes.
Or we impress someone to say this, or we impress someone to write that, you know, or something.
Then you say I'm superstitious.
Well, it is not superstition.
We'd be looking the wrong way.
Superstition is something that is quite different. When you have experiences that are factual, which they are, there cannot be superstition. It is something within the norm, not outside the norm. It is not an unusual thing. It may strike you at first until you get accustomed to it when it's happening often as it does. Then you begin to realize that it is planned. There is intelligence behind it.
Yes.
So it is not superstition or imagination or something. It is reality. A thing is only a miracle, or is only something which is superstition, or something you don't know about very much. It's because you don't understand it. When you know, you know, it is not superstition. Don't be superstitious.
Yeah. All right.
Does pennies from heaven and a coin mean anything to you?
Well, even pennies do seem to turn up in the most mysterious, peculiar way. And it isn't because there's a hole in the pocket.
I say, this is a night of symbols, really. What's the spiritual meaning of yellow roses?
Well, most people give love with red.
Yes.
But there is another form of love, which is golden.
Recently we've seen rather a lot of yellow roses, and then when Leslie's card came with yellow roses, I thought they had superstition again, but
no,
it seemed rather to add up.
The red rose is very beautiful, and it is a symbol of love, great love, affection. But the yellow rose has its place and its meaning. It is less obvious.
Less obvious.
It's more subtle.
Yes.
But at the same time, it is beautiful in itself, and is symbolic, if you like, of a unique love.
What a golden thought.
Oh, golden thoughts too.
That I got.
And did you notice where the roses were?
No.
Look. Roses of love do not need water to sustain them.
Oh, no.
They're laying down.
They are laying down without the bowl.
How wonderful.
Lovely.
And apart from all this symbolic,
yes,
there is behind all these things a reason and a purpose, and
yes,
only you can discover it. Sometimes we set you puzzles or conundrums, and we like to see you struggling to find them.
I know, and it amuses you.
But it is very good that you should. But behind everything that we do, without exception, there is a reason or a purpose.
Yes.
There is an answer to a question often.
Mm.
But we are out of the unhappy conditions that have prevailed for so long. There is a cycle in everyone's life, and you have passed that cycle of unhappiness. You will see how out of all this sadness will come a greater realization of things and a greater peace and a greater happiness, and our work will thrive and continue because of it. Each one of you in some shape or form have been affected in a material sense, but it has not weakened you but strengthened you. You have seen the hand of the Spirit guiding you. You have seen the love of the Spirit helping you, cherishing you, and making possible for you the realization of things greater. You have no cause to regret, but rather to rejoice. For out of the darkness has come light, and from the light you will be able to envisage much truth, much happiness because of it. Don't have any doubts, any fears about the future. The future is good. The future is with God. We do His work in our own way, in the way in which we best can serve you and Him. We are confident that we shall achieve what we have set out to do. We only ask that you will be cooperative, be patient, and realize that we are doing our utmost. Do not get impatient with yourselves or with us. When things do not happen as you think they should or might, don't blame yourselves. Often perhaps you don't. You can only sit in harmony and in love, and that you do, and in consequence the rest will eventually follow. But our work is difficult, cannot be done quickly, cannot be hurried, but we're doing all we can, and it will develop as we've promised. But it would be a great help if you are more quiet in the circle.
I didn't think we talked a lot, but perhaps we did. Can't think. Little word. Maybe all right, dear.
Okay. No, but I tell you exactly what I mean.
Yes, please.
You see, an atmosphere is created, and you become heightened, more receptive. The vibrations are increased.
Yes.
And then, piercing this occasionally is some thought that has been operating, that has been brought into being, so that you voice it, you see. In other words, if you cut across the vibrations, it breaks it.
I see.
Oh, yes.
It reawakens everyone. You know, everyone becomes alert. You know
what I mean? Yes, I know what you mean now, yes. All right.
You break the vibration, you break the atmosphere that is there, you see.
Yes.
And when you are quiet, when you are relaxed, when you are, as it were, drifting, if you put it like that, onto this sphere, this plane that we are creating, It is then that we shall achieve results.
I think.
But anything that does anything to create disturbance, whether it is someone speaking, or perhaps sometimes an outside occurrence which you cannot control, or even above your head, these things, of course, cannot be avoided. And sometimes you get a noise, or something happens, and you go.
Well, that would be then.
And that does not help.
No,
you can't help that.
That would be when that noise sort of penetrates right the way through our body.
Yes.
Doesn't it? That we've had it this often, isn't it?
It's very difficult, I know.
Yeah, no, well, I mean to say that again, because anything we've got to say, we can wait until afterwards.
Well, it is better. I think if you have anything to say appertaining to the circle, after it is finished, it is best to voice it.
Oh,
because during the session, we are working hard, and if we are to achieve results, if you are to hear, as we hope you will, perhaps not so long for you to wait for this, you will much more likely hear it if you are quiet, because it will be very soft, like a whisper. It must be simple and quiet, but it will increase in volume.
Yeah.
And if we need you to do anything different, we will tell you, don't worry, saying to yourselves, we are not doing this, and we should be doing that. And why is it we're not getting this? And just be patient about it. Don't get impatient.
Excuse me laughing, but I keep telling Lynn not to worry, not to worry. She comes down and you tell her not to worry, not to worry. She said, what with you and Rudy? She said, not worrying.
Oh, well, I don't
worry
now.
No.
I'd like to, before I go, to wish you a very happy Christmas.
Yes, thank
you. And a very happy New Year.
Well,
and I'm sure that this new year will be a happy one, and it will bring many of our cherished dreams to realities.
That sounds wonderful.
Anyway, I must go. But I leave you with my love and blessing.
All right.
Arrivederci.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You ain't got to worry.
No, don't worry. It's a colourful thing.
Hello, dear.
Hello, my dear.
Where are you? Never.
Who is that, Rose?
Goodness me, it's a long time since I had a chance to talk to you.
Oh, you've heard
this
voice before. Yes, love. It's
Rose. Oh, how nice.
Oh, and your little girl, isn't she grown up, Joan?
Yes.
Oh, she has got a big girl. How are you, Monty?
I'm wonderful, Rose.
That's right, you are, I know that.
Oh, well, thank you.
And you're a very nice person.
Oh, thank you.
And there's your husband, too.
Yes.
How are you, Mr. Archer?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Very well, thank you. You're looking well, too.
Oh, I'm feeling well.
Well, it's nice to come and talk to you.
Quite nice to hear you.
You better, Joan?
Yes, thank you.
That's right. You?
Yes.
You've had a tough time, haven't you?
I've
Tell you, I've had a packet one way or another, ain't you?
Oh, well, it had to be in the fashion, you know. Oh, plus you.
Still, I think you've come through very well, the pair on you.
Yes, I think you've done very well, really.
Oh, I understand your girl's doing well, Monty.
Yes.
She's getting a bright pupil at school, isn't she?
Yes.
Star turn.
Love it, yeah. Yeah, it's very nice.
Not so good at arithmetic, though, are you?
Oh, dear.
No. You'll have to chuck her out by then.
Oh, I would be no help to the poor girl.
You would.
Goodness me.
No
good at sums.
6 and 4 is 8 and 2 is 12, isn't it?
Hey?
I say 6 and 4 is 8 and 2 is 12.
My conscience often pricks me when I think about sums, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, the wrong change I used to give them.
That was at your side, Rose.
You well, that's what I mean.
You worked about the sums, then.
Well,
never mind.
Let me see, I'd say that was 1 and 3. That was half a crown, was it, or 2 shillings?
No, just imagine.
Well, times have changed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't come back to your world for anything. I don't mind coming to have a word or two with you, but I wouldn't want to live on your side.
Oh, Rose, I don't blame you.
I understand they're making a lot of alterations. The place looks quite different.
Oh, yes, they're going to make it terrific. It is terrific.
Everything's changing.
About Piccadilly, you know,
I think the good old days, I mean, they moan about them, but
there's
a lot to be said for them.
Yes.
I remember the old Ansom cabs and the Growlers. Good old days they were.
I think people were more together than they are today.
They were, weren't
they?
Really?
I think because they were. I think they worked more in harmony.
They were, that's right. Yeah. More friendly, weren't they? I know they're hard.
I wish you all a very happy Christmas.
Yeah,
all
right,
and all the
best. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Nice to hear from you,
Rose. Very nice.
We looked about a song, didn't we?
Well, we did,
We had a sort of a one, but our voices are dreadful.
One of yours, Rose. No rose in all the world.
Joking.
Mm.
It's quite a long time since I was going to see
Yes,
four,
isn't it? Rose.
Oh,
no, she's spoken.
Well,
she's spoken several times, but not perhaps.
It's been a long time ago.
Not so long.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Stranger
voice.
I am not used to this.
No.
But I feel I would very much like to come.
Good.
I have of time wish it were for me possible to come here
yes.
and speak with you. I have been desirous of this for a long time. My name is Ashmit.
Ashmit.
No, my name is Ashmit.
Ashmit.
I am, or should I say, I was a Pasha. Oh, that which you term Pasha was my country. Centuries ago of your time.
Yes.
I have wished for me to come long time.
Oh,
for I work also with the fans that you know, and others that you do not know. For many are they who come to serve and to work among you. When the time comes, I hope I may be able to come and speak with you from time to time.
Oh,
but I have much I would wish to reveal to you.
Oh,
that would be wonderful.
Oh, that's lovely.
I am content, as indeed are my brothers and sisters here, content to be patient.
Yes.
For we know that that work which we do cannot be hurried. Right. You must also, my friends, be patient,
yes.
working in close harmony and love with us. Having faith and trust, and all that that which we do is greater than ourselves, for we are but servants of the Most High.
Yes.
We do the work of the Most High. We are but instruments, and we all realize this. We must remember that we are servants.
Yes.
I give to you my blessing.
Thank you.
God bless
May the peace of the Great Spirit of all wisdom and light be with you. Fare thee well.
Farewell.
God bless
you. A very nice vibration.
Mm. We have Persian conditioning.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I think it is.
We have Persian conditions often. Northern Persian.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You see how everything fits in, Benjamin?
There are many things that are very puzzling for you, but eventually, if you are patient,
yes.
they will be proven to you.
Oh, lovely, yes.
It must seem awful to
you. No, no, my child, you do not seem awful to us. But there are times when, quite naturally, because you are in a material world with all its problems, and even though you may have the most wonderful seance and the most wonderful communication, a day or two afterwards in the light of day, in the daily routine, it is very difficult always to have that calm, that feeling of certainty. Because the earthly vibrations are such that they do diminish and they do destroy. But that peace and that love which flows to you from this side, I am sure you're ever conscious of. And yet there are times when, of course, with all the faith that you may have, you begin to doubt not us, but yourselves. You can only give out your love and be patient, persevere, knowing that we are working in close harmony and cooperation with you. Do your utmost to the best of your ability. We do not expect you to be saints. We do not expect you to be perfect, for we are not perfect. We only ask that you will strive. And if sometimes you fail, as well you may be, that is to be expected. We do not expect otherwise. We can only ask that each day you will strive a little harder. And as you gather together in your group, know that we are with you, that we are doing all that is in our power. We shall not fail in this. It will be accomplished. The year that lies ahead is a year of great promise, and I'm sure that we shall achieve much. But you must be patient. It may mean weeks and even months when little or nothing seems to be happening, but behind the scenes we are doing our utmost. The end will justify all the patience, all the time that you have given to us. We only ask that you will give to us all that you can and leave the rest to us. We are the workers. We leave you with our blessing and our love. We wish you the happiest and most peaceful of Christmases. And may this tranquility of spirit that Christmas brings stay with you throughout the coming year and give you greater encouragement to go forward with us, doing the work of the Most High.
Yes.
May God be with you, may God bless you, each and all, now and always.
God bless
Peace
you.
Peace be with you.
God bless you. Who are you, please?
Me. We're not having it. So we know each one.
Not unlike Teresa, was she? But she hadn't got the accent there. I wonder if it was Madame Blavatsky. She's wonderful if she is.
You may call me Helena.
Helena, I'm so glad. Good night. Good night. God bless you.
I hope everyone will be happy at Christmas.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll get at least some of the things you're hoping for.
Mickey, thank you very much for a very nice evening.
Oh, that's all right. I wish you all the best and God be with you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.